This is NASCAR driver Tony Breininger inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for my favorite craveable chicken fingers. Turbocharge your order and get it even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app. Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
Michael, you into Grandma Pie?
No.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
It's in Pompano Beach.
Mom!
Hum. Thibaut Diaw.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to ENN on this, a Friday evening, our favorite, a football Friday. Huh. I'd like to start off, if I can, by saying good evening to Michael.
You know what drives me nuts when people go, I forgot now.
And I'd also like to say, if I can, good evening to Don.
The Yankees have played 7 doubleheaders this year, Don and Peter. That's 14 games. What do you think their record is?
6-1. That's just not listening. I was right. There were 6-1 in doubleheaders, but
it doesn't matter.
It doesn't really.
First of all, I forgot to report. I have incarcerated Bob's pick.
Oh, that's important.
Bob and I are in lockstep. His only pick this week is the New York Football Jets.
I don't get it. I don't get
getting
both of you.
9.5 points.
You're picking the worst team in football.
It's a weird
one of the worst teams ever.
Historically bad. I know we went to commercial just now, and Andrew just jumps on in my ear. He barely talks to me. He has almost no use for me. And he just says to me calmly, quietly, and condescendingly, "The Jets, huh?" Interesting.
Doesn't that say it all?
Yeah, this is a tough week. Although I'll say this, I've picked well recently. It's done me no good. I can't pick up any ground on you guys. So maybe this wacky week in which your picks sound great and mine sound horrifying, maybe this is the week.
Well, here's the thing. If the Jets do cover, it's going to be just a, 10-7 disgusting, why in God's name am I watching this game? And you're going to be watching it like it's the Super Bowl because of the two-point play. So you're not going to
Don and I will be watching it like the Super Bowl, rooting against you.
Well, and basically you can look at it
like dragged us into this. Now we got to watch it because of our job. But
now we have to be fully engaged.
Well, here's the thing. I also have looked at the Jets' schedule. It's basically a 50-50 shot on will they be remotely in the game or blown out. Dolphins, blown out. Chargers, in it. Pats, in it. Chiefs, blown out. Bills, in it. Dolphins, blown out. Cardinals, blown out. Broncos, in it. Colts, blown out. Niners, blown out. Bills, in it. So it's 50-50. Will they be completely and utterly blown out, or will you be thinking about them having a chance? And which Raiders team shows up? That's also a question. So
even that in-it Bills game on opening day, Michael, they should have lost by 30.
Yeah, you're right. That's it. You know what? I kind of forgot it was a long time ago. You're right. That was not really in it.
Good luck with it.
Thank you very much. I'm looking forward to it.
Everybody's rooting for you.
Well, some people are. Well, not many. Not even Jets fans.
Jaguar fans are rooting for you.
Yeah, that's it. The only people rooting for me are Jaguars fans.
Doug Marrone is rooting. Although I don't even think Doug Marrone cares.
What about Sam's parents?
Yes.
Well, about Trevor Lawrence?
Jet fans could be rooting for you. They want the games close. They just want them to lose. You're not picking them to win.
I know, but still.
True. By the way, speaking of the Jets, let's start there. According to Rich Cimini, the Jets are planning to put Alex Lewis on the non-football injury list.
That's the one who told Gase to bleep off.
Right. Which means it would be a minimum of 3 weeks till he can return.
That must have been some F-bomb.
My goodness.
You can't do that, as ridiculous as the coach may be.
You know how many times Don would have been suspended at our station? I mean, he's cursing at superiors all the time.
Oh, give me an example.
I don't say that word.
I know you don't say it, but give me an example of a situation in which I would have used that against management.
behind closed doors. I've just heard, you know, behind the scenes stuff.
Listen to our station. Station for bums.
Now.
Or go.
Now, I was thinking about this earlier. Michael, if you paid attention.
I pay attention to everything.
To the audio in which Don and I were fighting yesterday about the Beatles.
No, I did not review the tape of the show, no.
Neither did I.
You should. If you were to listen to it, Michael, you would hear that Don's condescension towards me, where he basically just publicly says, you are a moron, is so much more egregious than what led to him saying he would smack my face dead.
I'd like to hear it back. I'm sure it was...
When he said, I'll smack
I'd face, making an your face dead.
He was angry at the way I said he argued. And he said, remember, Andrew, what was the exact line? I know you're a big fan of this quotable. It was...
the way I argue? You don't like the way I argue? Don't talk about the way I argue. And
with me yesterday, he basically was talking about me like I wasn't in the room.
No.
Like I was such a moron.
You took it the wrong way.
Andrew, do you recall yesterday's conversation?
Yeah, I remember it. I mean...
Well, how would you describe the level of condescension?
Dismissive.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to save you.
No, that's even worse. When you say that, that's even worse.
Well,
and all I said to you was, you repeat your arguments, and it led to you threatening my life on the air.
Well, because you were devaluing me.
But then what did you do yesterday?
Well, because I'm more in on arguments than you are in on the Beatles. I'm just saying to have that opinion just tells you that it's just not your thing. It's like me having an opinion on...
But this is incredible. Now you're repeating your arguments about this argument.
No, I'm saying, Michael, see if you can follow, because I think you will.
Wow.
It's like me making some kind of bold statement about Jay-Z. Now, do I like some songs? Yeah, but I don't have the knowledge of Jay-Z to have an opinion like that. You had that opinion because I just don't think you know.
I enjoy the Beatles 1,000 times more than you enjoy Jay-Z. I've listened to them 1,000 times more than you've listened to Jay-Z.
But the inner workings, I think, you're just not quite sure. That's all right. Not everybody
is. You're doing something now, Peter, that a couple of people on Twitter have told me to tell you not to do. Whenever you get fired up, you lean forward right into the camera, and it looks like you're busting through the television screen.
it's because I can't do that because the camera's too far away, but his phone is right in his face.
I mean, he looks like the MGM lion without hair.
I just feel like I'm here on an island by myself. And Don and Michael, I think you would want to support me on this, considering you're always the bad guy. This is a moment where Don, perpetually beloved as the good guy of the show, is being so repetitively belittling and never gets credit for it.
No, but
they will always think he's the everyman because he says it with his sweet Donald LaGreca voice.
I'm just trying to save you, Michael.
You know what this is parallel to, Peter? Remember when our president was running for president?
Sure.
And he said, I could shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue.
Right.
That's Don. Don could do anything.
It's so true.
And the people that love Don, they see him through this gauzy shot from the camera, and they think he's wonderful. He can't do anything wrong.
I think I'm being wonderful by just saying that, listen, I'm not going to argue with you anymore.
Don, do you know how condescending it is to repeatedly tell someone, I'm saving you because you're so stupid?
I'm trying to because you got eviscerated because the opinion is just way out there.
Don,
so either leave you on an island or just say, listen, guys, don't be that upset with Peter. Because he just doesn't follow it that closely to know. And it's not about listening to the music. It's just knowing the history and the way that they are, that there is no front man to the Beatles. It's not about who wrote more songs or who came out first onto the stage or who even formed the band.
No,
when you know the way I do, because Nancy's a super fan, that you realize, like Ringo said, they're four leaders. Like, they all had
but
equal voice.
But that's not true. And Ringo's a lunatic, if you actually believe that. God rest
him. Peace and love.
But I'm just saying that's a member just saying that there was no, they all had their says. Now, obviously, John and Paul got the majority of the work, and George went solo, basically, and had a bunch of stuff that the Beatles just refused to record while he was a member of the Beatles. But John and Paul were equals, and that's just a fact. So there is no front man to the Beatles.
Okay, so that part, again, we're going to move on here. Last time. No front man, you're correct. Saying they're equals as a fact, that's not a fact, Don. That is an opinion. No front man, I will give you fact. Saying that they are equals is an opinion.
No, but no.
Yes.
The opinion is who is your favorite or who do you think is better or more talented. No, it's still an opinion. They were equals.
That's still an opinion.
I get a message from Rick DiPietro that kind of sums this up.
What?
He says, so now Peter doesn't know sports or music?
Right.
You know what you want.
Right. That's what I'm saying. And he just talks to me. You're a fool. Since you're a fool, I'm going to save you.
You're a fool.
The only thing I'm pointing out is when this was in reverse, Don threatened my life. And I didn't even say that. I just said, I don't like the way you're arguing. And he said, I'll smack your face dead. But all you Don sycophants think he's perfect. Well, you know what? Don's not perfect. I know who's perfect.
Me.
Russell Wilson. Okay? That's a good man.
We get a Russell watch?
That's right.
All right.
Come on. Now.
Ace Adams.
Hey guys, Russell here.
Russell Wilson watch.
Mr. Unlimited.
When you're on Easter weekend, your wife is here braiding your hair.
Yes, the typical boring robot Russell, the one you guys love to know.
This is what goes on with you. Let's get it.
Well,
it's
Russell
my
Wilson
job.
Is
it
a blow,
it now blows RG3 out of the water.
He would never.
RG3, by the way, won on the IL. I don't know if you know that.
I did not know that,
yeah,
really.
Marty McSorley is the only quarterback. So unless they activate their starter, that's who's playing against Cowboys Tuesday.
Yeesh. Here's Russell Wilson on his belief that Josh Gordon can come back and contribute to the Seahawks.
You know, I think the thing with Josh is that, you know, he's an amazing receiver, a guy who's great last year for us, made some great plays. Obviously, he's been a great player over his years, you know, and all that. But I think more than anything else is it's a testament, hopefully, to just his growth, you know, and in life. You know, you always want to see people, you know, overcome and, you know, overcome challenges and everything else. So the great thing is we're a great football team. We're 8-3. We got some great receivers. To add another great receiver, like, you always want to continue to build your football team. That's the reality of just professional sports. But, you know, so I think he'll make some key plays for us, and we'll see how he does.
Biggest question. What voice is he using in the locker room? Is it
Ace Adams.
Or that one?
You're
very publicly showing that you're kind of like a phony. Who's who? Who's really Russell Wilson? There's no way that that's the same guy.
That one was. But then when he gets with, was it Sierra? What's her name?
Sierra.
Yeah. We did a great job on the
sing-along, the
Disney sing-along.
So did the kids, the Wilson kids. She's a very beautiful woman.
I think that's just him. He gets corny around her with that.
So he's a phony at home.
Yes.
Interesting. The NFL is telling teams to go virtual for 2 days after games. They're prohibiting in-person meetings at team facilities for 2 days after all game days, according to a memo that's been distributed to all the teams. Guys, this seems like the obvious at this point thing to do. And you know. I'm not going to say you're giving out awards to the NFL, but that's a good thought at least.
You know what I think they should do? I mean, really, the ultimate thing they should do, the game should be played on Madden. This way, nobody's at risk.
That's a great point by you.
Yeah, just plug the games into Madden. Go. 60 minutes.
You know, we had fun going back and forth on the quality of the game on Wednesday and all that. How bad would that be if that were a playoff game? Now, it's one thing for regular season. It's bad enough, but can you just imagine, you know, championship game, and a team's like playing a wide receiver at quarterback. So they've got to crack down. They've got to. They got to find a way to just. They have to.
Peter, a lot of people. Did you say Ringo Starr, God rest his soul?
No, I meant George Harrison. Oh, God. Why didn't you call me out sooner? That was a full time.
There's a lot of people saying it on Twitter, and I guess I kind of tuned out because Dom was destroying you in the argument.
RJ, please.
That's got to be right up there with Sidney Poitier.
Can you find that and can you
it happened.
Create that as a drop this so I can get up?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Do you know that there was a I think I've told this joke on the air. There's a comedian. I for some reason, I love this joke. Every 15 minutes somewhere on the planet, Pete Best is sitting in a room, dark room alone, screaming, damn. Could have been him.
So true. And now I would have killed off Pete Best. Ringo's still very alive.
Peace. Now it's down to you, Michael.
I will never kill anybody off. You know how I feel about death.
John, did you tweet rest in peace to Sidney Poitier?
Yeah, 92. He passed away.
That's his birthday today.
No, didn't. Oh, turns 92. Dear God.
It can't. Do you think it can surpass that, though?
No, it can't. But it just it needs to be there. I'd like to hear it back, though.
Oh, you deserve it.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
You know what you get to hear back, though?
What?
Everyone's favorite. It is your Sunday NFL football announcer schedule. Keep clapping, Don.
I'm not going to.
Come on. Let's start off this Sunday, December 6th at 1 p.m. on CBS. And guess what? We're starting off big, baby. All eyes from this show will be locked and focused on the Cleveland Browns at the Tennessee Titans. Even Michael will admit he cares because he's going to be locked
into this game. No, I think because we both have it as our three-point play that we both can ignore it now, Michael, right?
That's right. It means nothing because you're not catching us.
Don, for a game of this import, you want someone you'd consider a friend, wouldn't you?
Yes.
How about Mr. Iron Eagle?
Oh, love Iron.
That's right. Iron Eagle, your play-by-play. However, that's not enough. He will be joined in the analyst position by Mr. Charles Chuck Davis.
Well, it's gotten ugly.
And on the sideline, Evan Washburn.
That's right.
The all-star cast of Eagle, Davis, and Washburn, a tremendous blue-eyed soul group from the early 80s. Also, at 1 p.m. on CBS, the Indianapolis Colts at the Houston Texans. And you know who they break out for a classic AFC challenge?
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Greg Gumbel.
That's right.
Who will be joined by, I found last week him to be a little bit obnoxious and very hard on Anthony Lynn. And that would be Rich Gannon. Yeah. Also.
How could you not have been critical of Anthony
Lynn? I know, but he was going so hard.
No, good for him.
You know what? He deserved it.
And by the way,
he got his field goal team with 3 seconds left.
It was before that, though. It was before that.
But he knew that that was going to happen.
And the lovely and talented, you may know her from golf, now she'll be doing NFL sidelines right here, Amanda Bilonis, your sideline reporter. The Cincinnati Bengals at the Miami Dolphins. The famous, the loved, the talented, Andrew Catalan. That's right. He'll be joined by James Jim Lofton and, of course, the woman, AJ Ross. That's what I call her now. The woman. That's how big she is. The Las Vegas Raiders at the Nye Jets. For a game this big, there's only one team you can break out. And that would, of course, be Mr. Spiro Dedes. Play-by-play.
Fordham guy.
Big Fordham guy. Yeah. Adam Archuleta, your analyst. So we move on to another beautiful game. The Jacksonville Jaguars at the Minnesota Vikings. And I have not seen this name on the list for play-by-play all year, I believe. But Beth Mowins will be on play-by-play.
Wow, look at that.
Yeah, Beth is back. I thought she did a great job. What was that, last year?
On the Monday night game?
Yeah, the Monday nighter. I think it was last year. She'll be joined by Jay Feely, your analyst. A game that I will be locked into. The New Orleans Saints at the Atlanta Falcons. Don's best friend and the hardest working man in sports show business today, Kenny Albert, your play-by-play.
Then I usually play ping pong. I've been doing that for the last week or so.
Thank you, Kenny.
He likes to go with Albert.
Kenny Albert. He'll be joined by Jonathan.
That drop from...
You want to hear it again?
Then I usually play ping pong. I've been doing that for the last week or so.
Perfect. Nothing gets him ready for a game like a vigorous game of ping pong.
He'll be joined by Jonathan Vilma and Shannon Spake. Also at the 1 o'clock time slot, the Detroit Lions at the Chicago Bears on Fox. The great Kevin Noodle Kugler, your play-by-play, joined by Chris Spielman and Laura Oakman, your reporter. 4:05, the New York Giants at the Seattle Seahawks.
Who do we have for the Giants?
I think you'll be excited about this. I think it's a guy you like, and I think it's a guy you respect. Adam Amin.
Very good guy. Very good broadcaster.
He'll be joined by NFL great Mark Schlereth.
I love Stink.
And get this. One half of one of the most awkward conversations in the history of hotel lobbies, Lindsay Zarniak.
There you go.
What was that about?
Oh. There she is.
I saw it, Michael. It was tough to look at.
Oh, it was brutal. You can't get up from that.
It was tough for everyone, but I had to make it happen. The Los Angeles Rams at the Arizona Cardinals, another game Michael will be paying attention to.
I think that's got to be Joe Buccarone, right?
On play-by-play, actually, it could be the future voice of the Chicago Cubs, Chris Myers.
On that game, really?
That's right, along with Greg Jennings and Jennifer Hale. So, we move over to 425. At 425, you have the Philadelphia Eagles at the Green Bay Packers. Hello, friends. Jim Nance, play-by-play.
Hello, friends.
Joined by the $19 million man, Anthony James Romo.
Tony? That's worth $18 million right there.
Well, CBS Wolfson. Taking the NFC game. How about that?
Tracy Wolfson, your sideline reporter. Also, at 425 on CBS, the Pats and the Chargers. Kevin Harlan, play-by-play.
The guy is drunk.
Joined by Trent Green and Melanie Collins, your sideline reporter.
Beer is every place.
It brings us to our 8:20 game, which would be the Denver Broncos at the Kansas City Chiefs. Al Michaels, Chris Collinsworth, Michelle Tafoya. Now, Monday, Washington football at Pittsburgh. It's only going to be on in a limited amount of markets, but it will be on in this market.
Right.
So, obviously, big implications for Giants fans. You'll be able to watch Washington-Pittsburgh. 5 o'clock p.m., Fox, Kevin Burkhart, Moose Johnston, Pam Oliver. And then Tuesday, this is just fascinating.
Why don't you give Steve Levy some love?
You know what? You're right. Because I was trying to get all the Foxes together. Monday Night Football, of course, Buffalo and San Francisco, Steve Levy, Brian Greasy, his sound-alike E. Lewis Riddick, and Lisa Salters on the sideline.
Good job. And Steve Young in his office.
That's right. Steve Young live from his office. And lastly, Tuesday, 8:15 on Fox, NFL Network, and Amazon. The Cowboys and the Ravens, that's where we'll hear Joe Buck.
Oh. You should be eating salad, you fat little jerk.
Troy Aikman, Aaron Andrews, and Christina Pink. On Amazon, Hannah Storm and Andrea Kramer doing their broadcast.
There you go.
And then the Fox Deportes coverage from Adrian Garcia Marquez and Rolando Cantu.
And the reason why that's a Joe Buck vehicle, because that was the Thursday game. We lost last night.
So then he lost the Thursday, but then he's not doing a Sunday?
Because probably too short a turnaround, right?
Very, and maybe that's why we're getting the Beth Moe. No, Beth Moe's a CBS. Very interesting. Listen, that's why we break it down to a fine powder like this, Don. That's why you love it so much.
And you know what, Michael? I know you're not a fan, but the way it was done today.
Oh, the production value made it very, very tolerable.
And guess what? Up next. Great. The great Bill Madden. That'll do it for ENN on this, a Friday.
Wow, that is tremendous. What a job by you and RJ and everybody involved. Bill Madden has a great book out, Tom Seaver. It's Tom Seaver, A Terrific Life. It's a terrific book. We'll talk to the Hall of Famer and Daily News baseball columnist when we get back right here on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.